Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's one of the issues we've been talking about for many years, and somebody at the forefront has been the Reverend Mark Ballew, has been one of the community activists heavily involved in the discussions about the 33. He joins us live right now. Mark, thanks for being with us this morning. This news yesterday, are you encouraged or discouraged about the direction of this project as it stands right now?
Well, one of the things that the state needs to do, I'm encouraged by the project and by the way in which they're going at it. I wish there was an impact, environmental impact statement done during the initial process, but I do believe they're going to come with the same resolution that it needs to be covered. When I look at all of what's been going on in the city, we have bike lanes now that's forcing more traffic. We have those bike lanes and the build-outs that's going to now have to deal with the snow removal and how we're going to get rid of the snow on those streets that are now smaller. It's going to bring more ridership to the 33. So by having it covered, it will deal with all of the social discriminants of health that have been outlined by a lot of the groups that don't want it covered and want it filled in. But I believe a fresh start, as the initiative is for the governor, is going to be the way to go. And having someone else who will be able to champion this initiative, I think is the correct way to go. We do need an impact, the environmental impact statement, just to prove the fact that it needs to be covered in there, and everything else that goes around with it will be taken care of.
Mark, that's really at odds with what we just heard from Terry Robinson, who thinks there's really only two options here, to maintain it or to fill it in. But you think that the tunnel is still on the table?
I do believe so, because it will also give what some of the environments want as well, more trees and more structure. And also, we look at the economic impact. It's a job creation that we won't have if you just fill it in. You know, so we look at all of the dynamics. I look at all of the dynamics that this project will bring to the community.
We're talking now, though, years into the future. Will the money still be there? Will the will still be there a few, or maybe even 4 or 5 years from now?
I believe so. The will will be there because we still have social determinants of health. We still have economics that we have to deal with in the economy. We're still going to have job creation. So I believe it will be there. But now with the money from the federal government, with the current administration, we don't know. But we need to do something relatively quickly before everything dries up. So I'm hoping that everyone gets out and vote, that they register to vote and exercise their voice in that arena.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this morning. The Reverend Mark Ballew, representing the Restore Our Community Coalition on the 33 Project.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.